Joining me on the line, Mildura Base Hospital CEO, Terry Welsh. Good morning to you, Terry.
James, good morning. Great to be with you.
Thanks so much for your time. Now, first and foremost, big congratulations to you and the team at Mildura Base Hospital over the 18 months plus that you've suppressed this COVID-19 every time it's popped its head up in this region. Also, for the amazing effort and the success of transferring from privatised operation to publicly managed hospital. It must have been an absolute journey for you over the last 18 months. Tell us about it.
Oh, Jay, thanks for those words. I think it's been really interesting in the sense of, one, you transition a hospital, you know, we've got 1,100 staff, everything required to move from private to public, and to do that in COVID has been really, really fascinating. And of course, the community have been just absolutely wonderful to us in the support, and not only in COVID, but just in general, the connection we've been able to build with community and the way we've been able to progress is really pleasing. We've got a long journey, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
So I don't sit here to kid you or anybody that there's a lot of things we want to still improve clinically and otherwise, but it's been a great step to this point, certainly. And I think the systems that have been tested around our COVID response should give everyone in the community some really reassurance that we do plan, we are really methodical. And when we need to, we're able to act. And the last couple of months ago, we had to do it. And again, in a much bigger scale this time.
Yeah, let's talk about this because we are dealing with a completely different beast this time around. Monday last week, not so bad. And I think you mentioned through the week that there's a couple of cases out there that were very concerning, and what you've conveyed turned out to be very true. How are you forecasting forward with the current outbreak?
I think that there is still some concern, no question about that. And obviously the weekend we saw in 20 and 18 over Saturday, Sunday, and they're solid numbers. And the concern is the cases aren't linked anymore. There's mystery cases, and it's certainly a moving pattern, which is followed. I watch very closely other shires and other communities who have gone through it, and Shepparton, and obviously being the most relevant recently. And we're on a similar pattern to them, probably not quite the scale, thankfully, because they had it in schools and all sorts of areas that posed a significant challenge from a close contact point of view. But we will be interesting because the community, to be congratulated, Jace, we did 1,000 tests, or the community, almost 1,000 people got tested on Saturday.
Yep.
Big numbers in yesterday. And that is how we find out the truth, because otherwise it's all a little bit of guessing and speculation about, oh, we're tracking this way. So the numbers today will be interesting. The numbers tomorrow will be interesting. And of course, lockdown by then will be starting to take effect in terms of stopping people moving. So I don't crystal ball the numbers. I'm expecting them to continue though, and it may rise purely on the back of so many people getting tested and us knowing the truth about how many cases in the community. But certainly at the hospital, we are very busy, no question. Our emergency department has been very busy with COVID positive patients, and I thank the community because we are operating at a manageable level there. So the things that need to come to emergency are, but other people, when they can, people are tremendously seeking care elsewhere for those minor ailments that sometimes end up blocking our ED. So I thank the community for that support. Our internal mechanisms are working really well. But we're seeing COVID, our hospital in the home program, we forecast we'd be at 50 patients in there by yesterday or today, and we will be at that number by today. So, that's extraordinary number of people we're caring for.
Terry, have you had to bring in other staff from other locations around Greater Victoria at this point of time? No. I know that some of the staff are in isolation. Is that right?
Yeah, we've definitely got some staff in what they call furlough, which is isolation. Jace, that was from the close contact last week. Some of them will get tested today and hopefully be clear to come back. And then we do have some on 14 days isolation. We don't need to bring staff in from elsewhere yet. We've been able to wind back some services, which we don't want to do, but we've had to wind back some services and put those staff from there into the critical areas so our emergency department, ICU wards and maternity theatre can all continue to function and serve the community.
Just quickly, what would you say to our residents in Sunraysia in how we can assist in helping you?
Well, keep doing what you're doing, first of all. So testing is key. Isolation is key if you feel unwell. And tonight there is the forum, Jace, at 6 o'clock, where Jerome Weimer is joining me at the hospital today. Wonderful to have Jerome here. He's the commander, COVID commander for Victoria. And we'll be going around the community and he'll be able to give us a real assessment on anything we need from a community point of view. He's going to be on the forum at 6 o'clock tonight. So I just encourage everybody who has an interest, which should be the whole community, join the forum tonight. I'm chairing the forum. There are a number of terrific speakers there to help build the picture for the community and also start, and we'll hear from Jerome what it has looked like elsewhere, how we come out of this event. So that is a wonderful opportunity. And I just encourage everybody that the very basics, if you are unwell, get tested, isolate, wear your mask when you're down the street, QR code in, and the final one, of course, is vaccination is critical.
Terry, great to have you on the line this morning. We'll get those details up at river1467.com.au for that forum tonight as well. Terry Walsh, CEO of Mildura Base Hospital, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.